Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Saturday.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us on a Wednesday afternoon. It's kind of nice outside right now, isn't it? Would you say it's nice? Trisha, have you been outside?
I haven't. Not since this morning. It was kind of cold.
It was cold this morning.
I hope it's
51 and sunny. That's better than 38 and sunny.
True.
I need the warm weather. I crave it. When we went to Florida in, I guess it was early March. God, that seems like forever ago. My husband and I just went to Florida for a quick weekend, and he kept going like, what do you want to do while we're there? I'm like, sit outside in the warm
sunshine. That is it. All I want to do is sunshine.
That is it. And at one point he goes, what are you going to do if it's cloudy and rainy? I'm like, you watch your mouth. There were literally times where we found a bench and we sat for like almost 3 hours.
It feels good. I've got a little bench by my house. My dog and I will take a walk back to this nature preserve, and there's a bench on a hill by a statue of Mary, and we just sit there, like my dog and I just sit there, and he knows that we like he'll chill by my feet and just soak it in.
Oh man,
yeah.
What's the first thing you do when it's spring? Is there anything that like you're busting out the door to do? I think walks are good.
Walks are great. So I start my morning walks. I take instead of doing the like quick 5 minute up the road obligatory walk, I'll do like a 30 minute walk in the morning, which is great. And then it's barbecue every night. We barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Nonstop.
What do you do?
First thing, I bust out bike rides, go for a cycling ride. We got a trail that'll actually take me all the way up to Edwardsville if I wanted. But I'll do a 12-mile ride. And
if I wanted. I don't know why I'd want to do that.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but.
So far away.
It's from O'Fallon for people who may not.
Yeah. Do a 12-mile ride. Maybe on a weekend, do a 24-mile ride. But for the most part, that one of the things I'm looking forward to this year is going golfing.
Yeah, you got into that.
I want that weather to break and to go golf.
Did you just get into golf because we were going to golf scrambles?
Yeah, more or less. And I had fun doing it. And I was like, okay, this isn't at all what I thought it would be.
Are we doing the scrambles again this year?
Yep, I hope so. I want to call it Fairways and Freedom. It's not taking off yet, but...
Well, let's make it happen right now before anyone can tell us no. There's nobody here.
Well, I mean, I just keep pitching Fairways and Freedom, and everybody's like, we'll work on the name.
So, That's not a compliment. We'll work on that. It's a good start. We did the Madison County Republicans scramble, and we did the St. Clair County.
Yep.
So, and one's in May and one's
St. Clair.
St. Clair's in May. One was Madison County.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It was in the fall.
It's for,
I had to leave the last one to go to a volleyball game.
So well, because Leah came to that last one.
That would have been September.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Will we do more if people ask us?
Yeah. That's under the umbrella of Fairways and Freedom. That's what I'm trying to say.
This is for Trisha. Make it happen, people.
Somebody.
Contact Trisha. Send
her
really
trying to get this to catch on.
I'm excited. I asked Steve this the other day. I want to go on remote location for the eclipse. We're going to be in this stupid studio for the eclipse.
Well, the rest of us are going to be upstairs on the roof having a party.
Guess where I'm going to be.
This is going to be baloney sausage.
Do you guys want to broadcast from the roof?
Yes.
A remote from the roof.
Or somewhere not on a roof,
somewhere
but outside.
Not on this roof.
Where you can see. If somebody can make me an offer that my boss can't refuse, because I would not refuse an offer.
Well, how far away do we have to go to get the full experience? Like Carbondale-ish?
Well, the more east you go, the better.
Never eat shredded wheat.
Toward Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. And it's not up. North is not up to the 22nd floor of
this. You want to broadcast north from the North Pole?
It's closer to the sun. It's higher. I want to go. And you know how Steve is. He's like, oh.
That's what he said about Fairways and Freedom.
So we need a golf course and a golf scramble that's taking place during the eclipse so that we can. This is mostly so that Brad and I and Ryan get to see the eclipse.
Bonus points if it ties into a local GOP group. That seems to be part of our shtick,
or a
too.
Good or a good benefit, charity benefit. Come on, people, help me out here. My kids were talking about, they're like, they had a kind of a last minute field trip, I think, that they were putting together. And they're getting on a bus and going, I don't know, I signed the paper.
I'm sure they're fine.
Wherever they're going.
I trust that school.
Wherever they're going, they're going.
Do they have their little glasses? Or are they going to provide them with their little eclipse glasses?
I hope they're not going to be like, just look at it.
Yeah.
It's up there. Just give it a gander. The last time that we had this was 2017, I think, maybe. Is that right? I don't know.
No, it was before then.
Are you sure?
No, that's about right, because I moved in 2019 at the end of it.
I'm putting $5 on 2017.
I was at the apartment. I can Google it. How about I Google it?
I put my older two kids in the car, and we just started driving southeast. And the totality was going to happen, and we just said, we're driving until we're about 10 to 15 minutes before the action starts happening, and then we'll just pull over to the side of the road. And the idea was that we were out past Breeze. The idea was we'll go out, we know where the country is, and, you know, you just pull off on the side of the road in a field or something, and what a great place to do it. And we did, and it was awesome. And I was thinking, like, oh, the kids are going to go on a field trip. I won't go get to and go with them or whatever. And then I'm like, wait, crap, I got to work. That sucks. So I need help.
I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I have a job.
Baloney.
August 21st, 2017.
Yes.
Sorry, Brad.
August 21st?
That's what it said.
Right when school started.
Monday, August 21st.
I know I was subbing that day.
Yeah. There's got to be somewhere. Come on, people. You Illinois people, I need you. And I also need an engineer.
Really good Wi-Fi.
That will work for free. That's all I need. No, I can make it happen. I just need some suggestions. So people jump on the YouTube channel or contact me or something. I want to make it happen. Are you excited about it?
Yes. I thought the last time it's super trippy. I was in the city, so it only lasted a couple of minutes. But like the way the bugs come out and the temperature
crickets.
Changes. Yeah, it's an experience for sure. I don't know if I'm like excited. I'm going to be on the roof here, so.
Are you excited, Brad?
Yeah,
a
little bit.
Studio where everybody else in the world is paying attention to this.
Man.
You're going to have to call in and report the news to us. Call in and tell the Annie Fry Show what's going on.
Well, normally you send Ryan out for the weather. Why don't you just leave Ryan in here and you guys go report on it so you can experience it?
Ryan, you went to Japan. Decisions were made.
You're no longer our weather correspondent on Eclipse Day.
He's going to the weather center on the roof when it's snowing and frigid. And for the eclipse, you're like, we need you to hold down the fort. Report from inside the studio.
You're up. You're anchoring.
Yeah. I mean, to me, these are things. This is my natural reflexive reaction. The more hyped that everybody gets for something, the more I am like, not interested. But then I saw the eclipse, and I'm like, that was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. Yeah.
So you said you are excited about it?
Yeah,
or?
A little bit. I mean, I'm more excited about the conspiracy theories surrounding it than I am the...
Let's talk about those.
Yeah, I haven't heard these.
You've not heard these?
I haven't.
So go on, Brad.
They're talking... I don't quite understand what everybody's saying because I always try to dismantle conspiracy theories. But they talked about the path that the last one took in 2017 and across several towns in Hebrew or Aramaic. Those towns' name mean peace. But now this new one makes another cross and they cross... Right over St. Louis, these two paths will cross. And it crosses all these towns named Nineveh. And they're like, this is the end of the world because God destroyed Nineveh. And I'm like, no, he didn't.
Point of order. Pastor Brad speaking. The Bible speaking.
The Ninevites repented. Jonah ran away. That's why Jonah got swallowed by a whale.
Yeah, the Nineveh story is really more about Jonah.
Yeah.
Than it is about Nineveh. Right. Nineveh is a detail.
Yeah, they were in a bad place. Then Jonah went and preached the word. And then they repented. But these people on the internet are like, oh, it's Nineveh and the cross, and it's God's judgment on the United States.
Any places in Missouri and Illinois called Sodom or Gomorrah?
No.
No? Good.
St. Louis?
Whew. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking
is
about.
Is there enough weirdness? Okay, I know. I hear you from a biblical sense, like standpoint, that this has been debunked. But is there enough weirdness with it that you're intrigued by these theories?
I just am intrigued by the weirdness and how far people will go to kind of like the
twist
crazy, yeah, the craziness that they'll go to be like, aha, I was the one that said that. I called it. And it's like, or you're going to stand out there all by yourself and look like a fool.
But are there enough of these towns where you're like, that's a bizarre coincidence.
Yeah.
Maybe not the end of the world.
The number of towns that it crosses in a straight line, like that are called Nineveh. Yeah, that's wild. And that this happens to cross over. But
I'd be surprised at the number of towns in general that are called Nineveh.
Yeah. Why are we naming towns Nineveh of all the choices?
That to me is a story.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Wait a minute. Who's naming these places?
I have a confession to make. I fell asleep last night to a video that was about the Illuminati.
Did you?
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It's kind of in the vein of some of these. Like, it's just like, here's the normal space that we exist in. There's a little fringe that sometimes we're dabbling in. We're talking about January 6th today in the YouTube live chat poll. People have very conspiratorial theories that live with one toe in the circle of normalcy and everything else out, or one toe out of the circle. But I'm trying to get to the bottom of this freaking P. Diddy story, and I can't do it without being confronted with a bunch of crazy, crazy things that I'm like, I need to know. I need to know. Here's Jesse Waters last night on Puff Daddy. Or
Diddy operated like he was protected. Mr. Combs made it clear that his head of security, Fahim Muhammad, had the power to make people and problems disappear. Fahim Muhammad, Diddy's head of security, was the former head of security for Michael Jackson, who was also accused of sexual deviancy. Diddy's head of security is accused of paying off law enforcement. The lawsuit claims Diddy bragged about getting away with shooting people. Diddy and his girlfriend at the time, J-Lo, weren't charged for that New York City nightclub shooting involving rapper Shine. Another shooting that Lil Rod alleges he saw was a shooting inside of Diddy's own studio that left blood in the restroom, where Diddy instructed Lil Rod to lie to the police by telling them that the victim was shot standing outside the studio by a drive-by assailant. The lawsuit has photos of this stuff. And after hours of forensics and police inside the room, no charges.
I don't know what's happening. And when if we're discussing, for instance, the YouTube live chat poll today, how do you view January 6th? Is it an insurrection? Is it disappointing and unfortunate? Or was it overblown? I have a very good, in my opinion, like for me, handle on what we know. These are the things that happened that we know. We know people broke into the Capitol building. We know police officers held doors open in the Capitol building. We know a girl was shot. We know what side she was on. We know what side the shooter was on. We know what Donald Trump said in his speech. We know that he also said to peacefully and patriotically go to the Capitol with them. These are facts. People order them in specific ways. But there are big gaping holes in the January 6th story that everybody likes to fill in with, let's be honest, politics. Because the holes, the gaps that exist, your worldview fills in those gaps with the details that you are reflexive in filling in so that it serves your worldview. It's not a, I'm not criticizing that. I'm prone to that. I always have to question what where I'm filling gaps in and how I'm trying to put two and two together to get four. I don't know anywhere. I don't know anything about, like, what is the normal accepted truth with Diddy? And several of the things that are being discussed about him, human trafficking, child trafficking, drug trafficking. I mean, there's definitely smoke and you can see the fire, but I can't tell what's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's disconcerting. And I don't want to not pay attention to it because I don't understand it. I have to learn more. But everywhere I go to learn more, it gets wild.
No, I'm with you. And it's kind of, excuse me, it's kind of like the Jeffrey Epstein thing where you're like, there's so many layers to this,
mm-hmm.
There has to be truth somewhere in there. But what is it? Who's going to be in trouble for it? Should they be in trouble for it? Like, how does this whole operation? And unlike the Jeffrey Epstein thing, this felt like it came out of nowhere to me. Mm-hmm. I had not heard a word about P. Diddy. It's funny you called him Puff Daddy because that's how I Googled it the other night. I was still calling him that.
He's changed his name like a half dozen times.
But when we were younger, it was Puff Daddy, right? That's what
Puff
we called
Daddy,
him.
Puffy.
That's, yeah.
It's Govzilla. Or not Govzilla.
I did Google that.
Stephen Moore and his book Govzilla. I think it's How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy or something.
Please call him Godzilla.
That one was free, Stephen Moore. He's never paid me for that once. Godzilla, come with me. Isn't that Led Zeppelin that he rips?
Yes.
See,
yeah.
I knew that. I only know it because of Puff Daddy, though. I don't know of it because it's Led Zeppelin.
Did he?
No, he was Puff Daddy then.
That's what I thought, too.
That's the point.
But I saw a picture on Facebook of his plane in the Caribbean or wherever, and he's hiding in the Caribbean. I'm like, why is Puff Daddy hiding? I was like, holy moly.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot to unpack.
But is he in the Caribbean? Because his plane went to
Nobody knows where he is.
I don't know. And
no,
he was
in the Miami airport.
He was.
Yes.
But we don't know where he was after that.
Well, I'm sure somebody does.
TMZ got good footage of him pacing back and forth outside that Miami airport.
TMZ speculated he was in the Caribbean. And then I heard that he was allowed to be.
Well,
who would let him go?
His plane left Southern California and went to Antigua. But nobody could confirm that he was on that plane. But then they did have him that same day in this private airport in Miami. They definitely know where he went after that. He's not been charged with anything.
Is he big enough to be untouchable? Is he, like, rich enough to...
Well, the allegation is that he's working with them.
With the feds to uncover his own operation?
No.
Maybe to cover it up.
Okay.
I don't know!
Like, maybe there's something bigger.
But I was just, right before I came in here, I was watching a video on Twitter of Cat Williams taking a swing at the whole operation back in January.
Yeah.
So people knew the name was associated with this thing. How do you get out of that?
But when Cat Williams did that interview, that was kind of like everybody's going, what?
Yeah, everybody thought it was hilarious. But the interview, not the allegation.
Yeah. Here's the question. We know that there is a child trafficking operation. Marco Rubio tweeted about this, I think, in the last 48 hours. Marco Rubio has confirmed with the FBI that there is a child and human trafficking operation that exists on our southern border. We know that's true. We know that it's happening. And we just carry on.
Mm-hmm.
We just move on through our day. We don't stop. We said this on this show in December of last year, and I remember it was kind of out of the blue. I said, isn't it like the Jeffrey Epstein thing? You brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing that we know certain facts about what was going on Epstein Island, what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in, other people who were involved in it in some capacity? Isn't it amazing that we have facts that have been litigated. And he was in jail for when he did not kill himself. Isn't it amazing that we know those things to be true and we just go on with our day? Like, why is this not an absolute outrage that we know these particular facts and we haven't gotten to the bottom of them yet?
Well, and why aren't we trying to take down the rest of the people that were involved in this? Like, why did we stop? Like, why would we stop looking, stop investigating? Whose names are on that list that are so important that they're more important than children? Like, that is insane to me.
Well, the answer to your question is nobody's.
Right. But I mean, even in, like, we're in the media business. Yeah. Even people that, and we care about truth. And I know that, like, we're limited by resources and it's not like we can go down and, like, investigate these people firsthand. But shouldn't somebody be talking about this all day, every day? Shouldn't this be somebody's hill?
And can't we all agree? I'm not able to keep up with the chat always while we're talking here. But I, for one, with my name on this show, do not care the political affiliation of anybody who gets hung out and exposed in this, from the very tippy top to the most insignificant person that might be involved in some bureaucratic back office or whatever in some sort of politics. I don't care. If you are involved in child trafficking in this country, death penalty. Goodbye. I don't ever want to hear your name, pay a single tax penny, not tax dollar, towards you to have another meal. If you are convicted on trafficking children, you should be toast, evaporated, done. I don't think of it as a political issue or concern at all. I know that we can see the Jeffrey Epstein photos of Bill Clinton. I know we see Jeffrey Epstein photos of Donald Trump. They have both come out and explained the photos. You can take that for what it's worth. If you find out that anybody who was associated with Jeffrey Epstein was participating in some sort of child trafficking or human trafficking, air it out. Cleanse that category so that we can all collectively come together and say, yes, this is absolutely wrong. And no, we will not stand for it. We will not cover it up. We want to expose it. But again, I don't even know where to look. Mm-hmm. Like, nowhere to look to find out what's the actual truth. Because everybody has an angle.
Yep.
Which is what Bing Crosby says in White Christmas. What's your angle? I don't have an angle. Everybody has an angle. And he's right.
Way to make that, wrap that up in a wholesome way.
Yeah, that's important. And it's also important for you to know that there are... Oh, I don't have Christmas countdown on here.
Uh-oh.
What? 223 days till Christmas plus 25. That's 248 plus November 3rd, 27, 48, 60, 75, 275. That's quick math.
Till Christmas.
I'll tell you when we come back. What a tease. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. If you are somebody who's worked out in a boxing gym or a CrossFit gym, I bet that song is hideous. So, have you ever heard of this workout?
They making you do push-ups?
Depends on the gym.
Oh.
So, we had Robert C.K. Haley on earlier. Were you listening?
Yep.
I asked him, who's your vice presidential, it wasn't even the question, like, who would you pick? The question was, does Trump's VP pick make a difference when it comes to polling numbers? And Robert C.K. Haley of the Trey Falgar Group said that his pick, and he said this has been my pick for 2 years, is Marsha Blackburn out of Tennessee, the senator. First of all, what do you think about that?
I don't have a strong opinion on it, honestly.
It's somebody who's not somebody I'd considered, but upon thinking of it, I do like the idea of that pick.
More so than like a Kristi Noem or...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like Kristi Noem as a pick. Kristi,
I don't like her
either. Tim Scott, more so than Tim Scott.
I liked Kristi Noem a lot, but apparently she's not been very faithful. Is that accurate?
Those are the rumors.
Those are rumors?
To her husband, to her...
I don't know if those are... I feel that's like definitely something that's been talked about and discussed. Mm. I still don't understand why she's endorsing a dentist in Texas. Did I miss the culmination of that story where it comes together to make sense?
I don't know much about that either.
I could understand her doing like a publicity tour for South Dakota-based businesses. I don't really understand the Texas dentist. I'm just not as high on Kristi Noem.
Sorry, I derailed you there.
No, that's fine. But he said that that it is much harder to bring people in on young, attractive women and support young, attractive women. It's a lot easier to do that on more experienced, older women who, of course, are attractive as well. Marsha Blackburn is a beautiful woman, in my opinion. I think it'd be hard to disagree with that. But I said I was going to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
And yeah, women hate women.
Women hate women. And there is, I don't remember where I heard this, but there is a point in a woman's career where like a breaking point where her looks are a positive and her age is a positive. And then she gets to a certain age and it becomes the opposite. And I think that is tragic.
Yeah.
And it's something I'm actually scared of.
They don't exist. I'm scared of it.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I am on radio, so looks probably don't have as much to do with it, but it's difficult for me to think that it's going to be as easy for me to succeed when I am showing signs of age, and I only am basing this off of the women who are in the industry and media industry as a whole who have gotten older and they get less phone calls.
Yeah. It's true, and I think it's every industry, and it may be... And I don't know that it's fair that it's necessarily just women, but I'm scared to lose my job in, I don't know, 20 years from now, because even though I have all of that experience, mm-hmm. There are some people, in some people's eyes, you're less hireable. And I think that's something as a woman I think about.
Yeah. What do you think about as far as your experience of being in media? Let's talk about women ourselves and how we are outward. Are you harder on women that you hear on the radio than you are on men or women that you see on TV, than like just internally?
I try not to be, because actually it's something you said to me early on in my career. You said women hate women on radio. It's something that you said a long time ago. And so I try really hard to be objective with a person's point and their delivery as opposed to their gender.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe to some extent I hear a woman and I think, ooh, this is more shrill, or this is more, you know.
Yeah, if you've ever heard a female broadcaster say, like, a lot, or a lot, or if you've heard a male broadcaster, I mean, I don't know, I'm saying this with sincerity, we have great broadcasters on this station, and we have a ton. I'm the least experienced broadcaster on the station from this angle, from a personality that is tasked with talking so much all day every day. Where's Ryan Wiggins?
Are we sure that's not Ryan?
Yeah, I need Ryan back. I need help in the 2 o'clock hour. I will hear when I'm just, I think it's an internal thing. I think that women are harder on themselves than men are hard on themselves. Brad, you can choose to disagree with that, but I think that women are pretty awful and judgmental as much to themselves as they are anyone else. And that the things that you pick out from other women that irritate you probably irritate you about yourself. So you're just kind of more in tune to it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hear, you know, I could listen to male broadcasters who could be on the air and be less polished and use a lot of uhs and repeat themselves a lot and say like and, you know, struggle to get to the point or whatever it might be. I don't know if I feel this, if I viscerally feel the same way towards that as I do when a female does it. But I actually think it's like an inward thing about me, not so much about the person I'm listening to. You don't buy it?
Well, no, I believe it. I sit back. I'm trying to go look here. I'm surrounded
on broadcasting.
But
women are the best.
I prefer female broadcasters.
I watch how you guys treat one another. I'm like, oh man, some
Trisha
of those,
and me?
Not you specifically.
You just pointed at us.
Y'all generally as women.
Y'all.
Sorry.
It's good when we generalize based on gender.
It seems to me that the most vicious attacks on one woman comes from other women.
Yeah.
I'll look at comments on a Twitter feed of women saying to women who are on air on TV or something like that, well, you shouldn't have worn that dress and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, who asked you? And A, I'm looking at it, I'm going, I don't know, I thought she looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. But like, they're like, oh, that's not the right dress for your form, honey or sweetie. And it's like, stop.
Men do that to women too.
They do. And I think maybe it speaks to a broader thing in society where we're harder on women than we are in men in general. Think about promiscuity, for example. It's like a badge of honor for men at a certain age, where for women, it's never. And I know that it's not, and mm-hmm. morally speaking, but there are times in sections of this culture
if a guy's out there running around and scoring a whole bunch, yes. he's considered a stud.
Yes.
And they have a completely different mm-hmm. Name that starts with an S for women that do the same thing. So yeah,
there's a double standard for how we treat women and the way they behave in this country.
Yeah.
And maybe in the world.
There's a comment on YouTube says conservative women do seem to hate Jill Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the squad, and VP Harris. Interesting observation. I personally
but can I show you something in a Joe Biden?
Hold on a second. I actually think that it is an interesting observation from this commenter, because to lump all conservative women into one category to list leftist women like Jill Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the squad, or VP Harris, to assume somehow or another that all conservative women are too dumb to think about the policies that those individuals list, and to lump all conservative women into some monolith that just because they're on the opposite political side of the aisle, that there would be some sort of female on female hatred, which, you know, some people probably pay to see. I really have a problem with the idea that you would just assume that those conservative women are too dumb to think with their brains as to why they don't like those individuals, and just assume it's because they're conservative women. It was a man who commented that. I don't know if it's a gender thing.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, especially in this industry because we're in this industry. But in general, I think that there is a different set of rules for men and women.
Yeah. And that's the way it is, mm-hmm. which is why it's such bull crap. When you want to start trying to make like the binary that exists, men and women, what women have to experience, the existence that we experience, both internally because of the hormonal chemical makeup of our bodies that is different than XY men. You cannot put a dress on and experience what it's like to be a woman. You just can't. And it becomes really patently offensive to think that if you pair a dress with heels and lipstick, that somehow you're getting the experience of what it's like to live as a woman. Because I'm going to tell you what, the most challenging experiences that I've ever had as a woman, I was not wearing heels. I was not wearing a dress. I was not wearing lipstick. I was using the biology that I had to create humans, to birth humans, or to go through the monthly thing that has to happen in order to create humans. Like, these are the biological, scientific facts that exist behind what it means to be a woman. To suggest that there's something you could put on the outside that just qualifies you, I just don't agree with that. I guess I feel like I should probably say that more, especially while I'm raising young girls to be strong young women. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job of that so far. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll. How do you view January 6th? Do you think it's an insurrection? Do you think it was disappointing and unfortunate? Or do you think that it was overblown? Want to know what you think about that. Chris F. says two things on the YouTube. He says, I hate the song. And then he said, my gym would do workouts to it where you would have to do push-ups or squats to the song. I see you. We're going to let this play a little bit, and then you can just get your squats in right now. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Real quick, just to wrap up that last conversation, Timothy said, you say you care about women. I assume he's talking to me. Maybe Brad, but probably me. So do you want them to have reproductive choice over their own bodies? Timothy, yes. Don't get in bed and have sex with a man unless you want to have a baby. And if somebody forces it upon you, let's legislatively figure out a way to meet in the middle so we can both agree that babies' lives matter too. Even the women, even the female babies, those lives matter, right? Timothy, would you say that you care about those bodies, the babies? I do. Anywho, other important news. Harry Potter actor Jessie Cave responds to co-star Miriam Margolyes. She's like the...
She pulled the little screaming plant out of the pot.
I'm in the
Sprout. Sprout.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think she's talking to you.
Wait a second.
Wait.
Margolyes played the eccentric Professor Pomona Sprout.
That's the one.
In the Wizarding World, appearing in two movies total, Cave portrayed Lavender Brown in the Harry Potter series, appearing in the last three movies of the franchise. She came out and said, quote, it's such a shame that that happened and that she really... Oh, wait, no. She came out and said that she thinks it's really sad that adults are still really hooked on Harry Potter.
This is Margolyes saying.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's rude and unnecessary.
She came out and
she was talking to you.
Excuse me.
She came out and had said, essentially, that it was something that had happened. It was made for children. One of her comments was about how, like, people, I think she does cameos, and people be like...
That she's famous, that she can get work for because of Harry Potter.
Yeah, among other things, I assume. I don't know. I've watched all but the very last part of the...
Sorry, my claws are coming out now.
No, well, hold on a second. Maybe she's talking to you. She said that people, like, have her do cameos because the bride and groom are having, like, a Harry Potter wedding. And she goes, she's like, that's so sad. And then she starts going in like, I can't imagine what their wedding night is going to be like. And it's like, she's all in.
And you've seen the capes and the wands.
She's
come
in
on.
Harry Potter. And she's like, people, grow up.
But she's also making money off of Harry Potter still.
Yeah. Yeah.
So say thank you when they ask you. Is that worse than, okay, so like the Big Bang Theory when Sheldon and Amy get married and William Shatner's there. I think it's William Shatner. Mm-hmm. Is it worse than people that are into Carl, like Carl in Star Wars?
Oh, you want to talk specifically about Carl?
People like Carl being into Star Wars or people being into Star Trek.
My
dad's still into Star Trek. Is that lame,
too? Does he dress up like Captain Kirk?
Yeah, all the time.
Man, you are like Ryan Wiggins.
No, but
he's making stuff up about people in our personal lives.
But
now
he gets the annual like Star Trek puzzle and the coasters.
Is he okay with you saying this?
Yeah, of course he is. I have to buy the stuff for him for Christmas.
But I don't know that Star Trek was ever made for children. Wasn't
Since it's sci-fi and meant for an adult, it's okay for grown-ups to have Star Trek themed weddings.
I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay.
No,
but
no,
we're
no.
talking about your dad who didn't have a
Brad
Star Trek.
Brad is gatewaying into his adult Star Wars affinity. This is about Brad, not about your dad and Star Trek.
I don't think there's anything wrong
with
adults liking Harry Potter that have, especially those that grew up with the books.
Harry Potter weddings.
That's weird. But I also wouldn't. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I wouldn't do a Star Wars themed
like
wedding.
Comic Con.
Yeah, ask me how many of those I've gone to.
I bet a lot of people do. Is
that doesn't
sad
make
too?
It not weird.
You wore an Ewan McGregor cloak in here, and I don't remember what his character's name is, but I do know Ewan McGregor.
Obi-Wan?
Yes!
On Halloween. Not for like a wedding or for fun.
It was
or
like
for
a random Tuesday last month.
Yeah, just wore Jedi robes.
He does. That's why he gets here so early. So he can wear it for 30 minutes before anybody sees
it. So nobody can see me.
He just walks the hall in his robe.
It's
with
really
his big lightsaber.
It's how he makes this show so great.
Whom, whom. How do you think the doors get opened around here? Come on.
Brett's just standing in front of the front door waving his hand.
Let me unlock that for
you. I don't know. I don't think it was nice that that lady made fun of Harry Potter fans.
I'm here for it. And I have, what is the last one, Deathly Hallows, right?
Yes, part
I've
two.
I've watched 7 and I haven't watched 8. So I have in the last 4 months maybe watched Harry Potter for the first time. And I'm about to watch the last
pretty
one.
Pretty good.
I think I'm going to go over and rewatch some of them because I'm just not intelligent enough to understand these accents.
I think Fred Bottomer is doing the same thing. Him and a group of friends are watching him for the first time right now.
My parents are watching him with
yeah.
us. And the whole thing started.
Is Fred there?
Fred, yeah, heck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds similar to the,
yeah,
his situation.
Yeah, he showed up and he's like, Harry Potter. I'm like, let's go. Get my mom and dad over here. It started because my second grader, my 7-year-old, everybody talks about Harry Potter at school. So we were like, okay, all right, let's do it. They're terrifying her.
They get dark. They turn into adult
like,
films.
She's not going to watch the last one. Mm-hmm. And she'll get to it when she gets to it. They don't turn into adult
films. I know. As soon as I said it. As soon as I said
wait
it.
Wait a second. I haven't seen
that kind
the last
of
one.
Harry
don't
Potter
spoil it for me.
Fan fiction.
It's gonna, that's going to get real weird with my parents.
Now I know what.
My parents and
the
Fred
wedding
Bottomer
night
watched Harry Potter adult films. I gotta finish the show. The YouTube live chat poll. How do you beat January 6th? This isn't funny. 17% of you say it's an insurrection. 28% of you say it's disappointing and unfortunate. 55% say it's overblown. And I gotta go talk to Fred. Mark Rude next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.